How do you know if you are on the right path with your career or life? Many of us stay in perpetual holding patterns until we receive that coveted confirmation. Before you get comfortable waiting on confirmation, keep pressing on until someone pushes back or propels you forward. Now, wait a minute. Isn't pushing you back and propelling you forward two polar opposite actions? Yes, they are, but they can both be signs of confirmation. For example, right now I'm working on a passion project with college students to identify and have a conversation around racism in the communications industry. I've received pushback on this idea. I've been told I'm not equipped, I'm not scholarly enough, and that I should leave the topic of racism to someone else to handle. To be honest with you, I was pretty offended by the pushback, and for a second, I almost let myself believe it. But then I chose to see the doors closing right in my face as confirmation that I needed to not give up but press on. The pitch challenge today: actively seek confirmation in the pushback and in the pressing forward. If you are scared or unsure of yourself, keep taking small steps until someone confirms what you are doing in either a negative or positive way. I think a lot of times the reason we don't get that confirmation we are seeking is because we are sitting back and waiting for some big miracle or sign to tell us what to do next. But confirmation isn't always that obvious. You have to actively pursue your dreams and visions that have been laid on your heart until you have attempted to open every door and window to get to where you are going. Don't let one door shut you out of your potential. The pushback on my racism project I received was tough to swallow. It made me second guess myself for a moment. Maybe I really don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm about to upset a lot of people or make them feel threatened or uncomfortable. And maybe I should leave this subject matter to someone else who has more to offer. But then I realized that this pushback was the confirmation I needed to keep pressing on. The door in my face was confirmation that I needed to find a window. Weeks later, confirmation to press forward came to me in an unexpected way. I was attending a virtual business conference, and Nona Jones, who happens to be a double-degreed alumnus from the University of Florida and an accomplished entrepreneur and head of faith-based partnerships at Facebook, said squarely at me, right through my computer screen, "No matter how big a problem may seem, none of us are called to change the entire world by ourselves. We are simply called to change that part of our world that our influence touches." And then she said, "Don't let someone speak to the lowest common denominator of your potential." And there it was, confirmation that the pushback I received was not given because I was stepping into territory where I was not equipped or qualified, but rather that I'm stepping on a landmine that needs to be disrupted. Thanks to Nona for propelling me forward, and stay tuned.